to success on the spiritual path. Our instant inspiration is given today by the Reverend Samuel Sassou. In 1979 in Accra, Ghana, he founded the West African branch of the Center for Spiritual Awareness. The parent CSA headquarters is in Lakemont, Georgia, directed by Reverend Roy Eugene Davis. Reverend Sassou is district president of the International New Thought Alliance, a Kriya Yoga instructor, motivational wizard, radio and television celebrity, founder of Healthworks Stress Management Consultancy and Ayurvedic Research Center, treating clients worldwide with Ayurvedic principles.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the honor to share myself with you. I feel wonderful being here, and how feels everyone this lovely afternoon? My duty here today is to share with you keys to success on the spiritual path. And by spiritual path, I don't mean from Accra to Campo, but the way, the process by which we awaken and know our divine nature and live from that point of view. A key is to open a door, but there are no doors to open. The keys that I'm going to share with you are self-discipline, proper study of the nature of life and consciousness, and getting off our egos in order that we may awaken to the divinity we are. A lot of times when people hear about self-discipline, they think of punishment, they think of deprivation, they think of all kinds of mean stuff. But self-discipline is about self-training. Training ourselves to abide in the truth we are. As spirits or as spiritual being, we have so many lovely attributes. Kindness, love, beauty, harmony, truth, and so on. And we sometimes forget that we are these, and we go looking for them. Whilst in self-discipline, what we do is to remember and to live from this point of view. For instance, in commandments, all religions will tell you there are commandments, do's and don'ts. But all of these commandments are meant to achieve one thing, to help you abide in the truth you are. They will tell you, don't kill, don't harm. But I tell you, once you are established in harmlessness, which is one of your divine attributes, you will find out that you are on friendly terms with a friendly universe. Beloved, let me share this with you. The entire universe was manifested for you to be able to be successful in the project that you have embarked upon in this incarnation. Hey, your parents gave you your lovely body as a gift for you to express through. You manifested, life manifested, as teachers to teach you in school, as farmers to grow the food that you will eat to make your body healthy and to be filled with love. for all the wonderful things, people to make aeroplanes to fly you anywhere you want to go. And life is manifesting as all of this because life loves its viewpoint as you. And when you awaken by abiding in the truth that you are, you will find out that there is no enemy out there. In my language, in the language I was raised in Ghana, our word for sibling is quite interesting. It is pronounced Minuani, which means I am the same one here. And so we don't have a word for brother or sister. If I want to say brother, I will say Minua Berima. I am the same one in the male body. If I have to say sister, Minua Ba, I am the same one in a female body. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that interesting? Now, when you know that you are the one in all, you wouldn't like to hurt yourself in anybody. And you will also be smart enough not to receive any hurt from anyone. When someone comes to you and trespasses, pokes his or her nose into your business and tries to tell you, you are not wonderful, you will say, I know I am wonderful. I know I am wonder itself because I am full of wonder. We watched a beautiful film, Nicholas Nickleby, written by Charles Dickens. And the lead character was cursed by someone. And he said, I will not accept this curse, which means that I will not receive the hurt you are giving to me. But hey, many a time, people make us feel bad by just knowing them. We receive all the hurt that they pass on to us. But when we are established in harmlessness, this is blown away. And it is by training ourselves to abide in that, that we learn to abide in that. When we abide in the truth, whatever we say, we see the immediate result of our actions. We speak the word, and it is so. This morning, we had a call from Italy about someone who was craving so much for his ex-wife that he decided to be sick in order to attract sympathy. But we knew the truth. We said, you are a divine being and everything is in divine order. A few hours later, we had a telephone call telling us he's been sent home. Isn't that wonderful to know the truth and to see it manifest? Now, are we going to abide in the truth or falsity? Are we going to abide in that which is so, which is that God is all there is? And God is my life. And if God is my life, guess what? I am that I am. I am God, period. Now, we move on to non-stealing. If you know that you are the same one in all, will you take from yourself? No. You know that the universe is your friend. You know that the universe is a manifestation of the same one you are. And when you are firmly established in this, your own always come to you. The trees out there begs no one for rain, begs no one for sunshine, but life itself knows how to meet its needs as the tree on time and in good order. And when we are also firmly established in non-stealing, guess what? We experience abundance. Mm-hmm. Because that is what we have come to manifest. They tell us that we must be continent. We must abide in continence. That is right use of life force. A lot of times people dissipate their life force by talking too much, worrying too much, not, you know, wasting a lot of time, wasting a lot of their resources. But when we are able to be so focused on our purpose, we see that spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, social, and economic health are ours, because we see ourselves as whole and complete. We are told to practice non-attachment. You know, the first thing we become attached to is our body. And the first lesson that each parent should teach each child is this: your body is a gift from us, your parents. We invited you. We invited divinity, the divinity that we are as you, to express. And we made you this beautiful body to express through. Now, the bodies that we express through, which we get attached to, which leads on to other attachments. Now, we are told, when we practice non-attachment, we know the beginning and end of things. So we know that this body had a beginning, it has an end. We have no beginning, we have no end. And therefore, in this parenthesis in eternity, what are we going to do? What do we choose to do with our lives? What project do we want to apply ourselves to? What song have we come to sing? A sage, Rabindranath Tagore, once said, "I am now old, I was young before, and I think I have still not sung the song I came to sing. But will I sing it?" The world is a stage, and we find ourselves on this stage. We were not pushed here by chance, we came by choice. In my language, we say that spirit as soul is the sent. We say okra, one who has been sent with something, with a message, with a gift to be given. The entire world is waiting for your gift. Are you going to be so attached to it and not let go? Remember, whenever you sit at meal to eat, the trees, the plants, give of themselves that you may have a wonderful life. You are also here to give the fruits, your expressions, your divine expressions, that all others may also enjoy a beautiful life. But you know, before you can become so much established in self-discipline, you must know something. You must examine yourself. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going from here? Where have I come from? These are perennial questions. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. The answers are known. You are God. And you are here to express your divinity. You are here to project, to give out the truth that you are. People study all kinds of things, but what will it profit anyone if he knows all about everything outside and fails to know the divine splendor that he, she is? We are wonderful. We are full of wonder. We are beautiful. We are full of beauty. But sometimes we look at the mirror and we see someone very ugly. It is not the splendor that we are seeing. We are seeing our thoughts, our false thoughts about ourselves. And it's about time we got off our egos. We got off our sense of separate existence. You know people who will do everything to try to convince you that you are human. And even if they tell you you are human, you is divinity. So you are divine first. Even in your humanness, you are divine first. Let us learn to constantly remind ourselves, to constantly say to ourselves, I am God, God I am, period. I like me, period. And by doing this, we will be getting off that sense. It is a sense. It is a false sense. You know, once I was driving in a little town in Virginia called Washington, and on the road, my friend who was driving with me was telling me about all the wildlife they have in the area and was willing to show me something. So we saw something and he said, oh, that is a turtle on the road. I said, are you sure? We got there and guess what? It was not a turtle. It was someone's hat which has fallen on the road. Then I asked him, did the turtle change into a hat? Or the heart will change into a turtle. You see, his sense of sight saw something and he projected his desire on it. But was it true that we saw a turtle which changed into a heart? There was no turtle. There was no turtle. It was a heart, a heart, a heart. Likewise, we are never man. We are forever divine. And our sense of separate existence is just a sense of separate existence. It has no basis in truth. It has nothing. It has no foundation to build on. And one day, after this sojourn is over, and we awaken from the mortal dream, if we have not awakened already, who will say, why did I fool myself? I became man and forgot I am God. But now I know. Will I drink the nectar of forgetfulness again? The nectar of amnesia, which makes me forget who I am and go back and have fun? Or I would like to go back and say, I am God, God I am. Remember, self-discipline is not self-punishment, but training ourselves to abide in the truth we are. Proper study of the nature of life calls for the study which reveals to us who we are, why we are here, what kind of blessing have we come to confer on this wonderful project called life. And when we get off our egos, our sense of separate existence, and know that we are this wonder called life. Call it God, call it love, call it anything, but it is you. When you awaken to the real you, then you will say, welcome to my world. It's a wonderful world. It's a wonderful life. I love Herb. I love Sylvia. I love Ellen. I love Ingeborg. I love me because I am. And don't forget, I love you too very much. I love you. I love you. I love you. Yeah.